Today's devotional is based on John 17, verses 9 through 19, and it was written by the Reverend Dave Dack. Just knowing that Christ prays for us is a tremendous encouragement. Of all that he has done for us, this scene of Jesus' prayer in John 17 is perhaps the most touching. Having loved us so thoroughly in his ministry and knowing he would soon suffer for our sins, Jesus made the effort to pray for us. Our Savior's prayer was simpler than the thick grammar of John's Gospel suggests. Jesus asked the Father to protect us from the evil one. Echoing the Lord's Prayer, in which we ask to be delivered from evil, or the evil one, Jesus asked the same thing on our behalf. Jesus wanted God to protect us from the evil one. People will pay good money for protection. We buy insurance against loss and theft. We invest money to protect against an impoverished retirement. We vaccinate our children to protect them from disease. In our spiritual life, we try to protect ourselves from the evil one by practicing our faith, keeping busy with religious activity, or even deciding that evil isn't real and the evil one doesn't exist. But only God in heaven can protect us from the evil one. And according to Jesus, this protection takes a very specific form, unity. Protect them, that they may be one. Unity is the best protection against evil, whether personified or not. Of course, unity does not require uniformity. But our best chance of being protected from evil is to remain united in Christ. May this season of Lent be an occasion for us to recommit ourselves to Christian unity, not only to guard against the divisive schemes of the evil one, but most of all, to enjoy Christ together and so fulfill humanity's chief purpose. Let us pray. O God of reconciliation and peace, who loved us first and initiated our salvation, open our hearts and make us willing to pursue unity within your church, not waiting for others to meet us where we are, but eager to meet others where they are. Bid us to surrender every priority and pretense that keeps us apart and makes us one in Christ, that we may overcome evil with good. Amen.